Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Central College is celebrating our veterans this weekend with a tribute of patriotic songs. Let's go in-depth with musicians Joanna Bloomquist, Lexi Waymeyer, Kylie Martin, Austin Himes, and Professor of Music Mitch Lutch. Well, Professor Lutch, you've got a special concert coming up, don't you?
Yes, and we're all very excited about it. It's a tribute to Americana and the Armed Services.
Well, and so you're going to be playing a lot of classics that we know and love?
Yes, certainly a lot of patriotic music, including Sousa's Stars and Stripes Forever, a tribute to the Armed Services. It'll be a medley, a Kohan medley, sing-along, American Salute by American composer Morton Gould, This Is My Country, theme and variation on Yankee Doodle, America the Beautiful, and some others.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun.
It will be. We enjoy rehearsing it, and we'll certainly enjoy performing it for all those in attendance.
So what's been fun about rehearsal?
It's been fun to kind of play songs that I know people are going to recognize and that they're going to identify with, whether or not they're in the armed services or not, but just kind of feel a pride for America and the music that came from America. And I'm really excited to see people's reactions about it.
It's been really fun to learn the names of some of these songs, because I've recognized a lot of these tunes from lots of places growing up, and to actually be able to play it and get to know the music better has been really great.
Well, just the excitement that's in each of these pieces, you can really feel the pride for America in each of the pieces, especially Stars and Stripes Forever. It's just going to be a really exciting closing to our concert.
I have to go with everything they said, just how you can tell how excited the whole entire group is about the type of music that we're playing. I think we're all excited to see how people react to it.
What's your favorite piece, Joanna?
I think its name's American Salute, and it's more of a march, and like most people would recognize the song as The Ants Go Marching One by One, but that was it was actually a patriotic song before it became the kids' yeah. song, and it's a really upbeat song, and it's really fun to play.
Well, we don't have everybody here today, but could you play just a little bit of that for us?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a theme and variation on When Johnny Comes Marching Home.
Okay.
And it's very rhythmic and fast and energetic and excellent part writing. Everybody gets to play either a melody or a counter melody.
And we all still, this is part of our culture. We don't know the first time we heard it. We don't know the last time we heard it. But it just, it's in our minds, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, dating back to the Civil War and even pre-revolutionary war times with Yankee Doodle dates back that far.
Just part of our subconscious.
Yeah, part of our heritage.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with musicians Joanna Bloomquist, Lexi Waymeyer, Kylie Martin, Austin Himes, and Professor Mitch Lutch. Lexi, what part do you like?
I'm a big fan of Broadway, and I think that's one of America's biggest claims to fame. And so my favorite is the George M. Cohan medley. I really like it. I really recognize the tunes from it, and I think it's going to be a good variety for people.
Well, who doesn't love George Cohan?
Right, yeah.
Well, could you play just a little bit for
sure.
us?
Yeah, this medley has Yankee Doodle, Your Grand Old Flag, and Give My Regards to Broadway.
All right.
Thank you.
That's great. It makes you feel proud, and you want to move, and you want to march, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's amazing what music can do. Just a few notes, and all of a sudden, you're in a whole other dimension.
Yeah, and that's why I specifically have titled this tribute concert, well, just that, a tribute to Americana and the Armed Services, because it has great spirit for our country, but also great admiration and recognition for the Armed Services. And I don't usually do theme concerts, because I feel if I pick a theme, then I'm kind of pigeonholed into picking repertoire with certain titles, or and sometimes that can be a little tricky and a little bit limiting. But what inspired me to have this concert and do this theme for this program basically dates back to about a year ago. I came up with the idea a year ago, but it even goes back further than that. One of our seniors, Justine Jakovich, her dad is in the military, and in getting to know her and her family over the past 4 years, I learned that her father's in the service and has been deployed to Afghanistan twice, and has another deployment when she was a lot younger elsewhere. And I just remember her talking to me about, yeah, my dad's going. He's going to be deployed. We think he's going to be back in a year. We're not sure. And, you know, just seeing that the look on her face, of course, the love for her father, and, you know, of course, the concern for him and his safety and all of his colleagues. And I just thought, you know, we need to do this. We need to do this for people like Justine's dad and everybody that serves in the military and their families. And it reminds me of, I mean, of course, Veterans Day is in November, and Memorial Day is not till the end of May. So this concert's the end of April. But it reminds me of something like Mother's Day or Father's Day. You know, we don't have to wait for that one day, nor should we, for that one day, that one holiday, to recognize and support and show our appreciation and love for all these people. It should be every day. So April 28th is one of those every days.
And do you have a favorite, a little bit you'd like to play?
Yeah, my favorite is by John Philip Sousa. It's a Marching Through Georgia, and it kind of features a low range of the clarinet that you usually won't get to hear any other time.
Well, great. Let's hear it.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with musicians Joanna Bloomquist, Lexi Waymeyer, Kylie Martin, Austin Himes, and Professor Mitch Lutch. Austin, you play the French horn. You don't have it today. You're putting together a slideshow, I understand.
Yep, correct. It's for showing some pictures of, like, America and all that throughout the songs that we play, and it's also an honor for those that have served. We have many, many veterans up in this PowerPoint to dedicate to them.
So people have been sending them in?
Yes, especially alumni. The graduates of Central College who have gone on and served in our military. And so Austin is working very hard to put this PowerPoint presentation together that won't just include their pictures, but also, of course, their names, their year of graduation, what their major was, and then what branch of the service they were in and where they were stationed.
And any community members, too, or all Central?
Yes, some community members as well, you know, because we put a call out for people to send in their information, and employees of Central College and their families as well.
So how many slides are you working with?
Oh, with the song, it's well over 200 by now. So far, we have about maybe 15 or so, but then the way they keep coming in, we're going to have well.
Right, we have about 15 to 20 pictures of the veterans, and the other 185 or so are different pictures from Americana, you know, and that patriotic feel for the whole country.
Well, you all obviously love music. Is there something different about playing these patriotic, these American heritage songs than from just another song?
I think playing things that come from our own country kind of gives us like a sense of identifying with the music, because it's not so often you get to play things that were written like in America, in your own country. A lot of times they're, you know, hundreds of years old and from European composers and things like that. But to know that it's from our own country and that people are going to identify with it, I just think it really makes you proud to be playing the music that you're playing.
Yeah, I agree with Lexi. I think that it's great to play other pieces, but when you can play something that's your own, that's from your own American composers, American themes, American music, it's just something we all can relate to. It just makes you feel a sense of pride to know that you can share that with others.
Another part of the concert that's going to be really special for the Central College community and the Pella community is that President Putnam, on behalf of the college, will join us on stage and pay tribute to all the veterans, not only in the audience in Dowster Auditorium, but also the concert's going to be streamed live. So we'll have many people watching from their homes that, you know, that couldn't be here, that live out of state, which includes several of these veterans who have sent their photos.
Now, do you just play the music in a vacuum, or do you do a little bit of research into the composer and the time that they were writing and history? What is it?
Yeah, we had a rehearsal where Dr. Lutch goes and he finds the history of the pieces and the composers, and we spend rehearsal time going through just what the composers inspired, what inspired them, and the time period in which they wrote the music, and it's a pretty exciting time for us to learn about that.
I really enjoyed learning about the composers, and it made me learn so much about the songs that I knew, but I didn't know any of the history behind it, and it makes it just that much more special to know what you're playing and where it came from.
Well, and from an educational standpoint, especially for music education majors, Lexi and Kylie and Austin are music education majors. I mentioned that in their methods classes that it's really important, no matter what the concert and no matter what the repertoire or composer selected, that I and they also, as future educators, teach their students about the origins of the piece and the style that the composer writes in and what inspired that composer. And I make the analogy that, because if we don't, as music educators, it would be analogous to an English teacher teaching or going over Hamlet but not telling the students anything about Shakespeare. You know, that would not be good. That would not be educationally sound. And it's the same. It's the same for us. You know, so, because our music is our literature.
Yeah, it just puts more background into what we're playing and makes it more of a story, I guess, while we play, because we know what we're playing about.
Yeah, it brings more meaning to the music for all of us.
Okay, and so the concert is Sunday at
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. In Dowstra. It's free, no cost, open to the public. And we're also going to have Dowstra decorated in the appropriate red, white, and blue, including, and we'll also have a VIP seating area for veterans or current military personnel and their families.
Awesome. A great time.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday afternoon. Celebrate our heritage, celebrate music, our armed services,
and our freedom.
Thanks to Joanna Bloomquist, Lexi Waymeyer, Kylie Martin, Austin Himes, and Mitch Lutch for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.